and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 209. The days are just flashing by. Let me know how your day's been. I was stressed. Hello, who's in first? I might have known Jonathan. Hello,
he's
Jonathan.
He's making up for last night.
He is, isn't he? Just saying, Jonathan. Hello, Kim. Oh, a storm. Oh, no. Oh, we've got lots of rain, haven't we, Jonathan? Oh, look at this. Chilling with a book, candlelit and beans on toast. That is a perfect lockdown day, isn't it? If I can just say. Oh, yeah. Quite liking that. And Kim's got rain and wind and scary because the trees tend to fall over. Has to be pretty bad here for that, although it did happen. Oh, good grief, I'm just thinking. Do you remember when we had the great storm?
1987.
Jonathan was minus two. Good grief, he missed the great storm. That was a night and a half, that was. Right, let's catch up. Oh, poor Kiva. Wet from a walk at 6:30. The princess, however. Yes, do you want to share your adventures? No, Mummy, I want you to give me a treat. She's recovered her appetite. She has, however, stopped performing at the other end. So that's good news. We think she's overall a little bit better, don't we, dear? You better? Not 100%, obviously. Need treats just to be absolutely certain, don't we? Go and say hello.
We need to play ball.
It's amazing how quiet she's gone, isn't it? Because before she was creating. Right, Father, follow me. Still losing her coat, big style.
She wants more fish, probably.
She's been spoilt rotten. She's had fresh chicken, fresh fish.
Shall I give her more fish, or would that be...
Piggy. Would that be piggy? No, because she's going to want a treat anyway. So leave her as she is.
Right.
Has she had a full meal?
She's had two full meals.
Well, in that case, she isn't going to need a third, is she?
No.
Is it like, please, sir, can I have some more?
It's like an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Lola, you'll be sick. Go and play.
Come on.
Go and play. Oh, yes, the front door. How did the front door go on? The door has not been painted. Do you mean he bottled it, Jonathan? CQ, Deb, CQ. Yes, we think Mummy Isaacs would have gone ballistic. It's not rained that much. Good grief. It has here. Pretty much all day. Lola managed to avoid the worst of it this morning. But she just wants to play all the time now. So she got that sparkle back in her eye. The one that means make sure everything's locked away because she's up to mischief. That one, which is good. Hello, Paul. How is it down under? Let us know. We need to know these things. Right, what have we been up to? Major issues, to be honest with you. Major issues. With radio stations. I'm noticing as I'm looking at my page, not seeing the live banner. That'll kick it off when Tracy arrives. When Tracy comes in, let's all say, yay, we're live. I've only just noticed that's missing. I wonder if that's got anything to do with all of the other issues that I've discovered. It's basically I have broken it. Well, no, I didn't break it. I discovered it was broken. Apparently nobody else had noticed it was broken. So I'll let Mike explain it all. Ooh, Paul was walking yesterday and there was a stream of smoke across the sky. A sizeable fire somewhere in the south. Well, that's not good, is it? I think at the moment, if anything was on fire here, the rain would put it out. And we have had stuff on fire up Bolton Way, where the moors are, the peat moors. So, and that is 25 miles away, and we could smell it. You're having to close your windows, so that's not good. That does not sound good. But you're heading into your warm season, aren't you? And that happened last year. It was awful. Seeing whole towns disappear. Fireworks been called off. London's have already. Don't know about Manchester. In fact, it was the half marathon tomorrow. Do you know anything about that, Jonathan? Is it happening? Normally, the full marathon comes right past our front door. which is getting quite annoying 5 years on. That got called off. Obviously, that was the end of March, so that was kiboshed in Boris's first pass. But I haven't heard anything about the half marathon, whether it's going on or not. Let me know, Jonathan. You'll know. You're at the centre of everything. Called off, don't think the Christmas markets have. As I heard it, the Christmas markets were definitely happening, which shows you Boris thinks more about that than he does anything else. Talking of which, I have no idea how I got here, but I was in Twitter. I made the mistake of being in Twitter, and I'm not in Twitter much, but I made the mistake of venturing into Twitter, and somebody on the MacBytes feed had put a link to a series of tweets from Bill Esterson. Does this ring any bells? Can I open this in a browser and then send it to you? Let's open it in a browser and see if it's a full thread. And this guy is an MP. He is the MP for Sefton Central, which is Liverpool, I do believe. And he's put up a tweet thread. This is shocking. I had never heard of this. But this goes on 22 tweets, and then other people put their bit on it. Just have a gander at this. There are no words for rubbish like this. You would think a global pandemic where people are dying, they would not be up to mischief. But clearly they are up to mischief. And when I read all that, it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. I wish there was some way in this country we had something that we could take them to court for. But I'm not sure it's actually breached any actual laws that we have. Certainly not moral, but there you go. So, yes, a tweet thread. That's a Twitter storm, isn't it? A tweet storm. I'm so old. I remember Twitter when it was just normal. Now you can put out pages of stuff, and that's one of them. A tweet thread. I haven't heard the latest on the fireworks, but there was a lot of opposition to last year's. Oh, I remember that, yes. Because didn't the smoke head into Sydney? So you were like celebrating fires on the one hand and not on the other. You thought they had to go out to tender for things with public money. So did I, Jonathan. So did I. But as you read on that thread, that's not on. So an existing company couldn't get the mark they needed, while the other one within 7 weeks had everything they needed. And it was worth 122 million when they came from nowhere. I mean, that's got to have had help from somebody in the know to be able to do that. Definitely. But it's just disgusting. And you wonder what's happened to the other company. They can't get that mark, then they can't do it. And they could go bankrupt. It's absolutely disgusting. But what can you do about it, Jonathan? We don't have laws like America where it's unconstitutional, because we don't really have a written constitution. So what do you do about that? You can hardly sue the company who've got the deal. And there's nobody accountable in the government who's actually said, well, it was me that made this decision. So how do you get that looked at? Who on earth do you approach to say this isn't on? In fact, how did that guy find out? I mean, he's an MP. He should do something about it. But maybe there's absolutely nothing they can do about it. Most of the state had smoke during the summer. Yeah, we saw it was all over the news for ages. And the worst bit I saw was this. They'd pulled in for a rest and there was this camera on a pole and they had to leave the camera behind because the wind changed and that was it. Within 45 seconds where they were actually stood with all the fire tenders had just been annihilated. And the camera kept broadcasting until the last minute as it was like engulfed in flames. And that was the end of that. It was just so fast. You don't expect it to be that fast. Nature's amazing. I think we grossly underestimate nature. I was on a beach. I think it was either Blackpool or Cleveland, I think, with my dad. And the tide was coming in. And we looked and like, yeah, we got plenty of time. So we started heading back onto the promenade. And when the tide comes in, the tide does not come in equal. It doesn't come in a line that you can measure with a ruler. And before we knew it, we were on a sandbank. And the tide had come in around us. And I mean, it wasn't that deep. We couldn't like make a run for it. But we did have to make a run for it before we'd have to have swum back. And that happened literally within 20 seconds. Never seen anything like it. Never underestimate nature. But people do constantly. Oh, I'll be all right. Hence the cockle pickers that time. Only they weren't all right. Because Morecambe's worse than anywhere else. You thought PP was in short supply. Yes, it was. And they're now being turned down. Tell me about it. But when you see things like that going on, it is beyond disgusting. I remember there was a piece in the paper a long time ago, 5-6 months ago, towards the beginning, saying that Jacob Rees-Mogg was going to make money out of this. And I thought, how on earth do you make money out of a pandemic? Well, there's the answer. I have no idea who's involved in that company. But, you know, I wish we had journalists that were like Woodward and Bernstein and made it their business to find out and expose it. But I doubt anybody will. Disgusting. Politicians are all corrupt, in my opinion. I totally agree. It should be like an honour to be a politician, and maybe they should be restricted to one term and be done, and then have to hand over and be responsible to somebody else. But that's not how it works here. At least you've got 2 terms for president. Some of ours could have just carried on and on and on. In fact, I wonder if we'd still have Tony Blair if he hadn't stood down. Mind you, he did disgrace himself, didn't he? So, the big story in the States is the turnover rate at Amazon, how they just throw away employees. Ah, now that did the rounds here, Kim, that story. Probably not the exact people that are talking today. But in the UK, that was talked about a lot about a year ago. And they even went on strike. So what Amazon did during the pandemic, the early stages of the pandemic, they took people on who'd lost their jobs elsewhere and then had them do, they did treat them very well, and then had them doing TV adverts. So we've got TV adverts saying how fantastic it is to work at Amazon. And when you look at them, it's all the minorities as well. There's been people who are past retirement age but need to work. The last one was a lady, I think she looked like she was maybe late 30s, and she said she was a single mother. And add to that, she was black, so that ticked another box. And we're being bombarded by adverts about how wonderful it is to work at Amazon. So maybe it's coming off the back of what's happening over there as well. So Jonathan thinks 2 terms, pay them a decent salary, which we already do. Oh, we certainly do. And they can't do any other jobs whilst an MP. Now, that I totally agree with. And I also don't like all the lobbying that goes on. Yes, we heard her playing. How is she now?
Giddy. You know that red and white football?
Yes, the little one.
The little one that may bequeathed to her.
Yes.
Well, she puts it in her mouth. Mm. And I'm thinking, well, at least she can't bark. But she can. She can do a little bark. But then she decided to drop the ball to do a big bark.
Well, she's feeling better, so let the neighbourhood know she's feeling better. You think everything should just be 2 terms. There would be an argument for, like, you know, no consistency. But you should be a custodian of the role for society. And therefore, it shouldn't really matter who's in the role, because there should be some degree of accountability. But if that kind of thing's going on, it's absolutely disgusting. I hope he takes it further. When did he actually post that? The 9th, which was yesterday. So yeah, it's done quite well with its retweets. I'm not sure Twitter is the place for something that's as long as that, though. I don't know how many people would actually read the whole thread. I made it my business to go and find the thread and read the thread. But I guess for a lot of people, they don't bother doing that. But the fact he's put it out there, pretty amazing. Why is Morecambe trending in the UK? These are the kind of questions I need answers to.
I have no idea.
And Margot Robbie.
Maybe they won a football match.
Why is she trending?
Who's Margot Robbie?
She's an Australian actress. She's in an upcoming film, so that explains that. But Morecambe, that's got me beat, unless it's football. Yes, Morecambe are somehow top of League Two.
Oh, right.
Despite having a negative goal difference. But that's possible, isn't it?
Yeah.
As long as you win the games, yeah. You probably lost one badly. Oh, they're just above Salford City. There you go. So that's why.
I see Rashford's become an MBE.
He has. I noticed that in the night. I didn't bother waking you to tell you. So what else is going on? Right. Jonathan thinks in the UK they should make the NHS independent from government, just like the Bank of England. You'd like to think it was, but you can imagine, can't you? With that kind of thing going on with the PPE that we know about, how much other stuff is going on that we have no clue about? And hence that whistleblower's charter thing. We should be told these things, but we need journalists to be proper journalists. Not looking for the next pictures in a bikini stuff. Proper journalists. Investigative journalists. I don't know why something like Private Eye doesn't jump on that. It all seems to be a bit accepted these days. I mean, I remember things like, not personally, but hearing back, things like the Profumo affair. And he said he didn't do anything wrong, but he gave his resignation anyway. We need some kind of accountability like that, but there just doesn't seem to be any anymore. Just nothing. It's shocking. I wonder if that's going on in the States. Have you heard anything like that? Anything leaking out like that? The fact was, we didn't have enough PPE at the time and people died. Nurses, doctors, other NHS staff died because of it. And that's just thrown out there as like, okay, so this happened. And I'm thinking, well, that needs to be taken further. But I've got a law degree and I don't know who that would need to go to. Because there just isn't anybody whose job it is to make sure that doesn't happen. We don't have that. The unknown's unknowns, tell me about it. I can only imagine how bad it is if somebody's got away with that. It shows you, doesn't it? A new company appears from nowhere. But they must have, unless they've got stooges, the company must be registered at Companies House. They must have a list of directors. Who are they? And nobody's doing that. And did he actually name the company? Yes, PPE MedPro. Well, surely it's at Companies House. Let's have a look. And you don't spell companies like that, but never mind. Okay, Companies House. Let's do a search. No, I want to search for a company. PPE MedPro. Let's have a look. Surprise, surprise, no company comes up yet. Interesting.
Is Simon in?
I do believe, yes, Simon is indeed in. What do you want to share with him? Oh,
well, I'm not sharing anything with him.
He said while he wafted it.
It's all mine.
It is all yours. You want to take a picture?
Yeah, I could do.
The Obama administration said never let a crisis go to waste. You think they took advantage of us taking our eye off the ball, looking more at our health? That sounds very much like the Labour thing over here, doesn't it? A good day to bury bad news. I mean, what a way of going on. The mentality's wrong. The mentality's off. That's what I don't get. On journalists, one of our ex-prime ministers, Kevin Rudd, I remember him. I could pick him out of a lineup, Paul, which is quite good because I don't think I could pick out many more. Launched a petition yesterday for a royal commission into the Murdoch newspaper near Monopoly. The website crashed due to too many visitors. Genius. Well, he has, hasn't he? We got embroiled with a Murdoch thing, didn't we?
Yeah.
In about 2006.
I've forgotten what year it was. Find out.
They wanted to take over United, Manchester United. And people started ganging together to oppose this takeover. And we got embroiled with it all. And I remember, you know, one of those moments where you remember when you heard the news, and I think I rang you, didn't I? I'd taken my mum out. She wanted to go to Macro shopping. So we're heading off up there. And wasn't it Peter Mandelson had the last say on whether this thing was going to happen or not, a takeover? And I said to her, can I just wait in the car 5 minutes while I get the news and see whether we won or not? And I didn't really hold out much hope. And sitting there, news comes on. Right, we're going straight over there for the live thing. and Murdoch had lost, we had won. And I remember just sitting in the car, like bouncing up and down, like, whoa, we beat Murdoch. And he didn't get to buy United. So I think I rang Mike or texted you, but I probably couldn't text. Unless I had my iPhone, I couldn't send a text with the old one. So I probably rang you to let you know. It was just the most amazing thing. But I think that's the only time he's ever lost anything. And at the time, it was something to do with Mandelson had the decision to make. And then somebody found out that Mandelson had skin in the game somehow. And it was like, well, either he'll go with it because he's got a vested interest, or he'll have to come down against it because he's got a vested interest. And he came down against it.
What year did you say it was?
I thought it was 2006.
1999.
Wow, I was a mile off. Well, in that case, I definitely didn't send you a text. I must have phoned you. There's no way I could send a text. Not those old style ones. No, I wasn't one of those clever text kids. No. But we won anyway. But obviously it was a hollow victory because then we got the Glazers landed on us. But that was all to do with the horse. Don't ask. It's a complicated story. It was Winston Churchill who said, never let a good crisis go to waste. Good grief, it goes from bad to worse. The Obama admin must have stolen it. Plagiarism now as well. Crying out loud. There are no good journalists anymore. There aren't. I would support them if there were. But there's no investigation. It's like I said with Apple. When I was looking, after the last Apple event, if you remember, they had announced, well, you're not likely to forget, are you? Because we were all like horrified. When they made the announcement about the bundle that they were going to have. And we were like, but I don't want a bundle. Can I buy it by itself? And logic said to me, you must be able to buy it by yourself. I start researching it, and with one exception, and I can't remember which one, but there was one exception. Every single paper, every single website, every single magazine, the whole thing, it literally was the press release from Apple, topped and tailed, and that was it. So they all said exactly the same thing. And I don't think you would normally notice that unless you're actually like I was doing, trying to get a definitive answer, a yes or a no, to whether you could take these services independent. There was one that I found that I got the information that I wanted from. But point being, these aren't journalists. That's not journalism. To take somebody's press release and put your name at the bottom of it and say, like, you know, one line intro, that's not journalism. But apparently it's what passes for journalism today. There's no investigation. There's no. This is why Timmy wouldn't be interviewed on MacBites, because he'd be absolutely petrified. We would ask the questions people actually want the answers to, rather than the this is the approved list of questions. Just use those. I wouldn't do it on that basis. So we're not likely to get an interview unless MacBites Siri can sort it out. Like last time, try and get him here on the guise of opening an Apple store or something. But even then, there's no way they ever answer a question, is there? That debate proved that. First off, Mike Pence answered the question that was answered, that was asked before the question that they've just asked. And then the other woman just smiled away through it. So, yeah, all very strange, the whole thing. We're not going to have the pleasure of the next debate. How could you do that to us? We had such fun with the last one. Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Kim wants to know if you've got wine as well.
It is, Kim. It is.
It's like a pinky thing.
It is pink Moscato. Sounds like mosquito. From California.
Oh!
Up your part of the world.
Indeed.
Some kind of pink sparkling thing.
There's Mike's treat. Have I got a treat?
Yeah, your treat's in here.
Yes, but that bag that's supposed to be a cold bag is actually, like, warm.
Oh, I'll get you another one from the fridge.
Well, that's fine, but it would need to have something cold in the bag to keep the bag cold. That Toblerone looks very tiny. You've obviously taken the end off it. It was bigger than that when he started, trust me. Kim's all debated out.
The theme for tonight is boys' names.
Yes, it is. And I'm reliably informed by Frank, who knows these things. Let's get Frank's mail up. I need to send you this one. He's written to me and he said, Elaine, I found 16 songs with John in the title and 26 with Johnny. So, Johnny, you need to go find some of them and then request them. Boys' names. We did girls' names last week, so we're doing boys' names this week. We've got some classics. Trust me, we've got some classics. And ones that you wouldn't even think were boys' names. But they are when you think about them. So, yeah. Oh, I wonder what we're going to have next time. But tonight it is boys' names, so request one. So you couldn't have another debate. Are you all debated out already? Or is it just too much arguing and stuff? Because the arguing gets on my nerves. But they're all different types, aren't they? Which I didn't know. I've only just been apprised that they were all different types. But, you know, they've done them before, haven't they? So it'll all be the same. Same old, same old. I take it that's not a legal requirement then, because it's happened so often, you kind of just assume, well, it must be required. Can they actually, like, too much arguing and way too much lying? That should be. I wish they'd do a live fact check. That would be amazing. Oh, and one of them, I think it was Biden, but don't quote me, wouldn't do the debate virtually. And the quote that we got over here was, because they could just take the microphone off you or something. And I was helpless because I thought, that's exactly what I suggested. You know, when your time's up, turn the microphone off. Apparently he didn't like that. I thought it was a jolly good idea. Yeah, they should be live fact checked. I'd like them to be as uncomfortable as humanly possible and then some. But I don't think that's going to happen, is it? Poor me. I'd enjoy it then. Nobody particularly. Oh, actually, that got them into trouble over here. One of them, I think it was the Tories, turned their Twitter account. They changed their Twitter account name to Fact Check UK. And they got absolutely crucified for it. Because it was like saying that they were right without actually fact checking, if you're with me. Don't think they'll do that again. They said it was a big mistake. No, you got caught. That was the problem. Live fly swatting would be entertaining. I missed the bit with the fly. I only saw like a bit after. But yesterday, or was that early hours of this morning, there's a programme on BBC News. And I tend to like have the news on maybe like 2 o'clock in the morning when it's quiet. After the news, they went to this programme. And it's a little bit like, Simon, do you remember Barry Took? Who used to do it? Was it Points of View? It was basically a programme where you wrote in and you complained or praised the BBC for something. Well, there's something similar on the news channel. And people were writing in and you should have heard what they had to say about the fly bit. It was like, it shouldn't have been mentioned. Then other people were like, it wouldn't have been a complete report about the debate unless the fly was mentioned. It became Flygate, which I thought was classic. Too many people accept the lies as is. Yeah, live fact checking would be amazing. I mean, we always seem to be able to fact check Diane Abbott, don't we? Diane Abbott is now, what's her constituency? Is it Lewisham? It's a very deprived area of London with a predominantly, is that true to say predominant? I think predominantly black constituents. So, and she's a black lady herself. So people are very careful not to criticise her too much because she'll just say, well, you know, you're racist, which she has said on many occasions. But they put her in a position. This was Jeremy, what's his name? The Labour leader, Corbyn. He put her in a position and I think it was like second in command, basically. Oh, it could have been Tower Hamlets, you're quite right. An area like that it was. Lots and lots of tower blocks. So, yeah. And she's been the MP there for years and years. There's no way, whoever stood against her, they wouldn't win. But the woman can't seem to get her facts straight. So she was on the radio and they were asking about police numbers. And to say she got these numbers wrong was an understatement. And then they asked her again. This one was about finance, I think. And she got all the numbers wrong with that as well. So if you live fact check that, it would be hysterical. The person asking the questions, she overestimated something and said something like 50,000 new police officers and it would only cost like £38,000. It was ridiculous. And even the person asking the questions who couldn't live fact check because they were live asking the questions was like, are you sure you've got the figures right? And then she changed the figures. It was an absolute farce. She needs to be way more prepared than she actually was. But she gets away with it. She, even though the papers fact-checked it and said, well, you know, you said this would cost X amount and actually it would cost 25 times that. People are just like, oh, okay then, fair enough. And she's still got a job. But live fact-check, that would be amazing. That would be utterly fantastic. I would tune in just to watch that because her figures are a mile off and they always are. And she blunders her way through it. Now, there was talk of how she actually got this extra position, extra to being an MP. And it turned out, and I don't know whether we knew this before the election or not, but it turned out she'd had an affair with Jeremy Corbyn. So it was a little bit jobs for the boys, as it were. So it was common knowledge that she'd had an affair. I don't think she was married at the time, but he's been married half a dozen times. But there again, it's only like Boris. He doesn't actually know how many children he's got. So that's pretty much become the norm here. And that's the problem. We could do with a little... Can standards be just a smidgen higher than that? You know, it doesn't matter how many kids you've got, but can you just actually know the number? That would be good. Oh, you've had body language experts discussing it. They did a mock discussion about the body language of the fly. Did they have footage close up of the fly? That would be amazing. I guess it's not whether the fly's there. I wonder if he knew the fly was on his head and made a decision not to actually flap at it. I've no idea. It does my head in. I was quite looking forward to the next debate, but never mind. Apparently they don't have to do them. It's not a legal requirement. Well, Boris wouldn't do it here. He did. I'm not sure if he did one in the end. But Jeremy Corbyn was up for it because Jeremy Corbyn was... what we'd say, a people politician. He was very good on his feet, whereas Boris is all full of bluster. I mean, to give you an idea of that, during the last election, he was cornered on live TV by Piers Morgan, who's not known for his manners. And the reporter was actually, they had a camera and they were following him around. And then all of a sudden, like a live feed went through and Piers Morgan's talking to him and saying, can we have an interview, Boris? So Boris says, yes, I just need to sort this out first. And he disappeared into an industrial fridge and never came out again. Who knew industrial fridges had a back door? So the news there then was, you know, Boris dives into a fridge to avoid doing a live interview, despite the fact he said he'd do a live interview. The other thing he did, which I think if this happened in the States, there would be uproar. He was talking to a guy and he had his mobile phone, this bloke, the journalist. And I think he was kind of like pointing it towards him as though we could do an interview right now. And he had a question that he wanted Boris to answer. So he's pointing this phone at him and Boris does no more than takes the phone off him and puts it in his own pocket. And the guy's like, excuse me, you've just stolen my phone. And in the end, he actually got it out and gave it back to him. But he actually took his phone off him. That's how bad things got over here. Oh, somebody knows there's lots of flies. Oh, no. Jane always used to freak me out with pictures of what looked like lizards in the toilet. Small, lizardy-looking creatures. And the spiders. Oh, no. Could not be doing with that. Mind you, we get our fair share of spiders here. We do. Just not quite as big. And aren't they poisonous down there as well? Ooh, no. We've actually seen fewer flies. And there's a big thing about butterflies as well. They're trying to encourage butterflies back. Apparently they're endangered. But we've seen quite a few butterflies in the front garden. Usually either the white ones or the brown ones. No, often see bright coloured ones. I love the white ones, must admit. White and the brown, that's enough for me. Oh, gecko. No, we don't have that either. What we do need to do is take Lola to Pets at Home. Because Maya loved the chipmunks. They were like, do you remember those chipmunks? The ones that Maya took a fancy to, thought they were squirrels. We've got to take Lola in there. She would absolutely love that. She would think it was a takeaway. I'll order three and can I have one grilled? You have geckos everywhere.
If you're wondering where I've been, I've been digging deep in the freezer to find the missing ice block that has slipped somewhere.
Yeah, they're all. It's not that it's that warm. It's just that bag can get quite warm. Right, so what else has been going on? I haven't ventured near the news. Would it be dangerous if I ventured near the news?
Yeah, Boris is talking about Brexit.
Oh my God, as if I'd forgotten about that. That's happening.
Hello.
Is it the end of the year?
What do you want? Waggy tail.
More treats, Daddy. You won't, you'll burst. Right, well, oh, here we go. It's all about the North. There is a huge North-South divide in the UK. The Northerners think the Southerners are soft and the Southerners think the Northerners are heathens. And the mayor is now saying it. He wasn't from round here, was he?
Andy Burnham. Mm. Scouser, isn't he?
Oh, dear. No, I thought it was their MP. I didn't know. Well, they don't like him either.
Do you remember he was singing You'll Never Walk Alone at the Hillsborough Memorial Service?
I remember him not getting as far as that before he was shouted down. Somebody shouted out while he was doing a speech, what about the 96? And that was it. He looked a complete idiot, and from that...
Justice for the 96.
Yeah, Justice for the 96 got shouted out, and he just shut up, and he just stood there. And there was like an unwritten rule of, one, not inviting a politician, but somebody did. And if you were a politician, then you don't stand there and be politic.
And he was born in Aintree.
Somebody shouted out in the middle of his speech, when he stopped for a breath and everything was really quiet, one person shouted out justice for the 96. This is the 96 victims of the Hillsborough disaster. And at that point, he really, if he'd have carried on talking, it would have been downright rude. And the whole of the crowd started singing justice for the 96, justice for the 96. So he basically had to leave the stage. And within 2 weeks, there was an inquiry into it, which was all they wanted all along. And then it went their way. So, yeah. And then, not satisfied with upsetting everybody in Liverpool, he moved 50 miles and upsets everybody in Manchester now because he is the Manchester mayor. So he's saying we won't surrender the North to hardship. So he's quite happy for the 3-tier local lockdown, but he wants money for it. Maybe you should set up a company selling PPE that never arrives. Get 122 million that way.
2009, that was. Yeah, here you go. It's on YouTube. Wait, what's her name?
Oh, send the link.
What was his name? Is it Hicks? Trevor Hicks.
It was Trevor Hicks that invited him, wasn't it? Or was it that other lady? Winnie something.
There he is.
He didn't get very far, let's put it like that. The timing was absolutely impeccable. So there's him trying to do a speech about it. He didn't get very far. And they all interrupted him. He couldn't really carry on.
There you go.
I love it.
He just stood there, didn't he?
Yep, that was the moment he knew he couldn't hide any longer. Well, if you choose to stand in front of a crowd, talking through your backside, he couldn't carry on after that. And you could tell by his face he'd never seen or understood how people felt. It's a good idea inviting him, put it like that. What happens when...
Oh, he did carry on.
Oh, yeah, he might have done, but not straight away.
No, about a couple of minutes.
He stood there for long enough to look a complete imbecile. What happens when Brexit's over? Ah, well. I did not know that, Simon. Good grief. That's shocking. Why would you need to do that? Was that the one who didn't last long? Not that any of them have lasted long. Is UKIP still a party? I had no idea about that. Oh, dear.
When Brexit's over, then we get into talks about rejoining.
You know, that could actually happen.
It's like those people who, when I show them in Excel how to split a cell into two, first name and surname, in two columns, they'll say, if it was in two columns, and how do you put it back together?
It's just how people's minds work. No, the thing with Brexit is we're in a transition at the moment. So we are actually Brexited. That happened on the 31st of January, while we were in the middle of a Queen concert. Those were the days. But during the next 11 months, which is what we're in now, it's a transition phase where half the rules still apply to us, which means you could go over to France and not need any extra paperwork, etc. So what will happen, what will change when the Brexit thing is finalised, is that we will then be treated as a completely separate country from every other country in Europe. So we would need the same paperwork to go to France as an American would need to go to France, which we haven't had for years and years and years, not as long as I can remember. So it's going to make trade difficult. It's going to make travel difficult. Like, it's not difficult already. I think the Brexit thing has faded into the background. I mean, if the COVID thing hadn't have happened, we would have just had 12 months wall-to-wall Brexit, wouldn't we?
We would.
Which would have been horrific. The issue at the moment is that the UK have got some sort of deal, but they're still negotiating. So I didn't really understand why we're negotiating if we've got a deal. But Boris wants to do something completely different. And the last I heard, the EU was suing us. So, yes, this is like an undercurrent of rumbling going on. So what was he after? He wants money for the North. Doesn't want any hardship. This is not for individual people. This is for businesses who are going to be forced to close. But to be honest, they should never have been open. They should never have let the students back in school, and they should never have let the students back in university. Because Manchester is a huge university town. We don't just have Manchester University. We have the Met, which is the Metropolitan University, or the Poly as was. We have the Institute of Technology. We've got lots and lots of different, really, in the same area, colleges. There's the dental school, the medical school, the veterinary school. In the same area, there's the people who are really good at sports. So we've got the velodrome and all the supporting stuff around the velodrome. It's a hotbed. It's not surprising that it's up there because it's just a hotbed. And was it Friday night? I think it was Friday night. Let me see if I can find that. There was an almighty party. I know. I was incredulous as well. But that was just me. Let me think. I've half got this system built, so I've got this table in the there it is, in the engine room, and I haven't got a front end to
it. Have you seen this one? Chaos at the Trafford Centre, with concerns over people packed in like sardines as they start Christmas shopping.
Because they're shopping now, rather than... They're worried they might not get their Christmas shopping in. Yeah, this was last night.
It take 2 hours for people to get out?
Yep, it did. There you go. That's a story from Sky News, which is talking about an area of Manchester called the Curry Mile.
I've been there.
It's basically at 1 mile full of Indian restaurants. It is huge, isn't it? And it's usually busy. But this time it was absolutely crammed full because people are out for one last party before potentially being back in lockdown again. So that all that will do is 3 weeks from now, the figures will be off the scale. And the Curry Mile is very close to the universities, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's all a farce. There you go.
I've been
it's all
the
a farce.
Curry Mile.
So was this today it was a farce?
Yeah.
Simon quite likes the idea of the Curry Mile. You'll have to come up, Simon. When it's all clear, you'll have to come up. Oh, I wish it was a mile of Chinese. I do love a Chinese.
Kath has just ruined my joke.
Which joke?
In French-speaking countries, Jean is a boy's name. Just saying, for a friend, of course.
Well, yeah, but Kaz won't like it. So was this today, the evening news thing?
Yeah.
And that looks very close to the Apple store, that.
I thought that.
So they've gone shopping and then they're complaining that other people have gone shopping.
Yeah.
That seems fair enough, then.
Yeah, that's Thornton's. Is that Thornton's? Which is opposite the Trafford's, the Apple store, isn't it?
Where am I looking? Which picture?
The one where the North Face is.
Is that Thornton's?
It looks like Thornton's.
There? Yeah. Isn't no, it? Thornton's is on the corner.
Oh.
I thought that was Hallmark Cards.
Oh, maybe it is.
It's heading up to the Apple store, I'm sure. But there's a guy here. I stood in the Trafford Centre for 1 minute and I counted 43 maskless faces. It's scary. Manchester is a hotspot with cases rapidly rising. I don't get it. People must either be selfish or complete idiots. Or selfish idiots. They all want to kill their nans. Hashtag COVID UK. Yeah, and this is 2 miles from us. 2 miles to the Trafford Centre. Which explains why we've not been to the Trafford Centre since... When was the last time we went to the Trafford Centre? Was it... It wasn't the O2 contract because we went to Bury. It's that long ago, we can't remember. Now you know why.
Wasn't it the O2 contract before that?
Was it something we went in the Apple store for?
It was
for?
Something we went in the Apple store for.
But it must have been to look at rather than buy.
It was the AirPods.
Ah, that's right. So it was 18 months ago.
Yeah.
Do you know, we could have ordered those by post, but if we went out and bought them, then we could do one of the Bramley Farm types on the way home. But when we got there, the fish were minute, weren't they?
They were, and I kicked it off.
Mike kicked it off, because I don't eat chips. So I had ordered a large fish, because I wasn't eating the chips, I was going to give those to Mike. And they were like, well, it was like a fish finger. This fish. So Mike kicked it off and said, this isn't big enough
for
a big fish.
Excuse me, but when we go to Bramley Farm, which is one of your other restaurants, the fish is twice as big as this.
Yep.
I said, is there anything you can do? So shummed and awed. And I thought they were going to take your fish away and bring you a bigger one.
I know, me too.
They actually brought you another one to go with the first one. Two small ones to make a big one.
Apparently. Apparently they do. There you go. Oh, Simon would love the curry mile. Do they actually have their own website?
I don't know.
I've never been, Simon, but I have obviously heard of it. It's a tourist attraction in Manchester, clearly. Has anybody heard of the Swiss cheese model of COVID prevention? No, I haven't. Is this a giggle? Is it a giggle, Simon? Am I going to enjoy it? Let's have a look. Cloth masks, social distancing, cleaning and disinfecting, hand washing. That looks a bit weird, doesn't it? That is very weird. But I guess if it's something people can understand.
Have you seen the Why We Should Wear Face Masks meme?
No.
Let me try and make it simple for you. The urine test. If we all run around naked and someone pees on you, you get wet right away. If you're wearing pants, some pee will get through, but not as much, so you're better protected. If the guy who pees is also wearing pants, the pee stays with him and you don't get wet.
I love that.
But that's a bloke thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
That looks mighty empty, Kim. Nothing like ours. Wow. Do you know, that could actually be the Trafford Centre. They all look the same, don't they?
The spitting image of the Trafford Centre.
The Trafford Centre's more where you've got like industrial type girders in there. The Trafford Centre's all marble and gold leaf. But apart from that, when you're looking at the chairs, you know, and the service thing and the stairs, they all look the same. But your lot have clearly got way more sense than ours. Now, another thing that I found, and I thought this is perfect. Let me go get that one, because I showed it Mike and he thought it was hysterical. This is what I feel we should have in the UK. And I think if we did, it could solve a lot of problems. Go have a look at that one. This is what they do in Indonesia if you don't wear a face mask. It's total genius. You are forced to dig a grave and lie in a coffin. Oh, I wish we could do that here. Oh, I really wish we could do that here. Have you put in some openers, Mike?
Yes.
Oh, jolly good. I haven't even looked yet. Do we have openers?
Yes. We've got four openers.
Ah, there
from
we
me.
Go. Oh, have you, you've woken up, have you? You want a treat, don't you?
Yes, Mummy.
Oh, have a treat.
I won't settle till I've had a treat.
You won't settle, will you? But I've got the treats there, Rodeos. That's not a treat, is it? Oh, we nearly had a calamity, didn't we? We didn't share that calamity. You know we bought her some treats. Where have they gone? You've been eating the entire bag, lady. There, Schmackos, that's not the one. Where's her treats gone?
Down there.
Ah, so they are.
Don't leave them out of the box, he'll dip them.
Right, there we go. We bought her some dentist sticks. When we opened the dentist sticks, I said they're not the same colour. And they weren't, were they? They were red. Why are the dentist sticks red? Maybe they're like those disclosure pills my mum used to get. They were hairy scary. When you ate one, you kind of chewed it and it turned red where you needed to brush.
Oh.
It was like the dental police. Oh, that one's not red. It looks like they're different colours.
Are they different flavours?
I don't know. It says triple action. It doesn't say they're different colours.
Hurry up.
I've got to check the colour, Lola. Yep, they are different colours now. Look.
Yeah.
We've got red ones and we've got other ones. Which ones does Madam want? Shall we do a pour? Show them how clever you are. Good girl. Other one. Good girl. Right, just give it to me. I'm off. Oh, yes, Daddy.
I only waited about 5 hours for her.
Yeah, oh, there are two colour. Different colours in the packet. Now I know. Right. Lola's just so cute. It's lovely to see her bright-eyed and bushy-tailed again. Do you know, we've spent days hoping that she doesn't poo. And now we're thinking, I hope she does.
She will.
Just be normal,
when
Lola.
When she's got them ready.
Normal, that's all we need. So what do you reckon to the getting in a coffin? Digging a hole and getting in a coffin? Oh, yes, I'm liking that idea. A lot. A lot. What time are we going in?
8 o'clock. In about 8 minutes' time.
So we're over by a minute.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Well, that just under a minute.
Right, let me close up the... No. Oh, and I've got one that I haven't told you about that we need to include for... I only found one song that had the name in of Nina's brother.
And yeah,
Armand.
I've stuck a row in for that.
It's called Professional Widow and it's Armand's Star Remix. So I'll put that in later. But at the minute, I need the by request stuff, don't I? 3rd of October. That's last week since she said, I'm thinking, why is there a load of stuff in it? Oh, no. It's the 10th today, isn't it?
Yes.
If only I knew. I still think the digging a grave is a jolly good idea. Who's with me on that? Who would vote for me on that basis? If that was my policy, who would vote for me on that? Kill or cure them, that's what I say. Right, let's put a red dot on this playlist, and the playlist is for by request. And who's going to guess what we're going to go into? Boys' names. This one's fairly obvious, I reckon. But will you think of it? Right, by request. Oh, I think the second one. I'll take the second one as well. So throw some boys' names at me. They chant every night how they hate the police. Do you know, if there was a crisis, though, and they needed the police, all of a sudden they'd love the police, wouldn't they? Let's have a look at that picture. Why do they hate the police all of a sudden? Is it something specific? Or just like everything changing? Oh, there's the spacey needly thing that I see on all my Seattle programmes. Does look beautiful. And do they still like the fire service? Like in New York, they're very revered after 9/11. We didn't have that here until the fire. The what was that tower block called?
Grenfell.
Grenfell. The Grenfell Tower. And then they got quite a lot of support. And then when it got to the inquiry, they blamed the fire service. I mean, I'm sorry, but the fire service didn't set it on fire. Normal people just want to get rid of the bad police, but the rioters hate the police and want to get rid of them all. They like the fire department unless they're helping the police. It's crazy stuff, isn't it? We actually do have here quite a lot of people who abuse ambulance crews as well as firefighters. And I just think that's terrible because they're the first ones that you'd want in a crisis. So I cannot really understand that. And the police, like you say, there are good police, there are bad police. You just have to try and make sure that there are more good police than bad police. Right, so I'm going in with the first one then. Any guesses as to what we're going to go in with? Right, let me add that to that one there. And let me put that one down there. It's all organised, you know, in the archive. And the next one. You should get the second one. You should definitely get the second one. In fact, that's a double pointer, isn't it, Mike? Isn't the second one a double pointer?
It is, isn't it? No.
Well, if it was a Y, it would be. Oh, no, there's a big clue.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Because we're not allowing artists.
Oh, no, we're not. No.
Because otherwise...
That's unfortunate.
Otherwise, every male artist would be counted.
So that was the last chop zone in Seattle about last summer. They were armed and wouldn't let the police in to help the people that were shot. And yet, you know, that does sound incredibly serious. It's obviously ongoing. And we haven't heard a word of that on our news. Don't understand it. Do not understand it. I would have thought that would be like global news. I think we're going to have to move some of mine down, aren't we? Instead of playing four of them, one after the other.
Okay.
Well, Frank's are okay. Frank will be in by then. And John and Petrina.
Tony P.
Well, I think that's fine where it is, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Well, one, we need to make sure that he's in.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess you'd get away with mine there. Because we'd have Frank before it, wouldn't we? I'm liking number three. You've not had any. Your news barely covers it as well. So that explains why we're not seeing it. But the BBC do have reporters stationed in the States at all times. I'm not saying they've got someone specifically in Seattle, but surely they know of them, I would have thought. It was all reported, but it wasn't headline news. So there's something they squirreled away, Simon. Thing with the BBC is if you look at the homepage, they organise it all, don't they, by location. And they force you to say like, oh, do you want to see the news from your area? So obviously, your area, you probably say yes and then do away with everybody else.
90 seconds.
90 seconds to an in. Okay. Well, we'll do an out first so we don't end up talking all over each other. And hopefully a smooth entrance. I did explain we had had issues with the radio station because if Mike hasn't mentioned it and Tracy's not in. And now we've got the live banner. The live banner was missing for about 15 minutes, Mike.
Was
on
it?
Top of everything else. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's why you're on Twitch, isn't it? I need to sort the Twitch thing out. I'm going to take a week off to sort ourselves out. Anyway, for the moment, it is good night from me.
It is good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.